Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
And Jess, this week's been a pretty busy week for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. But you've given me today the best gift you could have given me.
Yeah, so in the lead up to your wedding, which is in a week and a half's time.
Yep, 10 days.
Normally, like people, they throw their friends bridal showers. Yeah. Hens. Standard, you know.
You weren't even invited to my hens or my bridal shower.
I know, thanks so much for bringing it up. I've decided instead of doing it over a day or even over a weekend, it's week long, baby girl.
In the lead up to the wedding of the century. Well, her century. It's Jess's week long hens extravaganza.
Oh, and the fun we've had. Jess, what have we done this week?
We played a game called Kissy Kissy, where I correctly identified my fiancé's lips.
Not by touch, by sound only.
Yep.
And then yesterday we went on a bit of an excursion.
Yes, we went out and did a bit of pole dancing.
Yep. At Studio Exhilarate.
I think you nailed, Tim. Yep. I think you're a great pole dancer. Not as good, quite as good as our boss, Tom.
No.
But pretty good.
Now, I've got a guest in for today's game for Jess's week-long hens extravaganza. It's the root of all this problem, this wedding issue. It's your fiancé, Akshay. Good afternoon, Akshay.
Hi, Tim. How are you going?
Oh,
the six-foot handsome boy is in the studio.
How do you feel when Jess describes you as six-foot handsome, Akshay?
It's a little bit cringe.
Nah, he loves it.
Loves it.
So, he loves it.
Every day is a different activity. Trying to keep it in the same theme as some hens and bridal showers. As you said, I've never been invited to one, so how would I know? So I'm just trying my best here.
What did you think of our pole dancing moves yesterday, Akshay?
I saw Tom, and the way he gyrated on that pole was very sensual.
It was very sensual.
Very sensual indeed. Now,
could barely keep his eyes off my boss.
You keep asking why I've got your fiancé to come in here today. And I can reveal what today's activity is.
Today's activity is...
the hand job.
Oh, Tim.
No. Your job yesterday is to discover your fiancé's hand.
Oh!
So we're going to blindfold you in a moment. And I am going to bring in four other hands. And you have to, by feel, see if you can correctly identify your fiancé's hand.
All right.
I'm not going to let you go above the wrist because I know
hold feet, so this is going to be hard.
I know that your fiancé and you share a very significant bracelet, so I'm not going to let you go anywhere near anybody's wrist.
Okay.
Because remember, the reason I'm doing this, you're going to hold this hand
forever.
For the rest of his life.
God willing. Do you want the rest of our lives?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's a bit cute.
It wasn't very emphatic. But coming up after this song, what we are going to do is we're going to bring in some other hands.
Okay.
And your job is to locate your fiancé's hand. Because remember, you're going to put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Literally put a ring on it, his wedding band, in a couple of days. Do you think you can do this?
I think I can do it.
Akshay, he is in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring in a few other different hands.
Okay.
I'm trying to get those other hands' attention to come on in here. And Jess, your job is with feel alone.
Yep.
You have to try and figure out which is your fiance's hand.
Okay.
So
all right.
We are going, and some people are calling it like a hand related job. I think it's just your job is to some people. So you and I need you to describe what you're feeling.
Do you want me to take my headphones off?
No, because I'm going.
Oh, they're coming to me.
They're going to come to you. All right. So this is hand number one.
Okay. Can I have the hand?
Maybe
well,
you can't
very,
go.
They're very wet.
You can't go higher than the wrist.
That is a clammy hand.
Describe what you're feeling.
I'm feeling it's quite small. I think it's too small to be Akshay, and it's quite warm. They're very warm, clammy hands.
Okay, all right. So, all right. That is hand
There's
number
no,
one.
No fingernails either.
Okay,
so.
That is hand number one.
Yep.
Here we go. We're going to move on to hand number two in a second. Hand number two is coming your way. Completely, but here's hand number two approaching you.
Okay. Oh, this one feels much more like Akshay.
Okay.
Because I actually do his nails at home. Not that he'll like me telling everyone about that.
Because you got to remember, like, this is the hand. The whole purpose of this. This is the hand you're going to be feeling for the rest of your life. Okay.
This one does definitely feel. Hang on, let me just hold it like I would normally hold Akshay's hand. If I could just,
get in there.
Maybe it's not.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
definitely
that's
more
all
than
the
time.
First
one.
That's all the time you're having with hand two.
Yep.
All right, hand two out of here. In comes hand number three. All right. So there it is. Tell us what you feel.
Okay. Again, a much smaller hand. I think this is more of a feminine hand.
Right. I just want to stress, I know you think one of these hands is going to be me. It's not.
Well, because I know you're on your mic currently, so I know that you're not here. This is definitely not Akshay's. Way okay. too small to
All
be
right,
Akshay.
Hand number three. Thank you very,
very
much.
Very soft hands, though.
Hand number four is coming in as we speak. Are you, like, is there something, like, do you feel like you know his hand, right?
Yeah, I do.
Here's hand number four. It's reaching out to you.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Ooh. Ooh, this one could be Akshay too. Nah, it's not hairy enough. He's got very hairy hands. This hairy one's quite hands. Warm too and
okay.
clammy.
All right. Let's not
Someone's
roast. Let's not roast whoever's hand this is. And that's all the time you have with hand number four. Hand okay. number five, fifth and final hand.
Okay. No, this one's a girl hand as well.
A girl hand as well. There's more than one girl.
I feel like there's more than one girl.
Right.
No, this is definitely not Akshay. I think.
Are you sure? Just have another go at hand number five. Right.
Yeah, no, definitely not Akshay. This is so small. It's so cute.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Now,
I can't remember which number I said was Akshay. Is it either two or three? I have two and three back? Please?
Two and three. So number two. Number two, can you go back? Now I'm calling them by numbers, and this makes me feel very disrespectful. Here's number two once more. Remember?
Oh, no, it was definitely three.
Okay, and number three needs to come back. Here is hand number three. One more time. This is the last thing you're going to get.
That's not hand number... No, it wasn't it is, hand
that's
number three
That's hand number three. All right, you've lost hand privileges.
Oh, I can't remember
Jess,
who it was.
Jess, your job is to locate your fiancé's hand.
I can't remember.
One, two, three.
Number two?
You can take off your blindfold. Yes, you correctly.
Oh my god!
By the sound, hair alone.
Oh my god, they're all boys.
They're all boys. Sorry, Kendra.
I thought there was like three girls in the room.
We also had Steve from sales, who does have quite masculine hands. He had to run and continue to sell here at the radio station. You did get very confused. I think we thought Will maybe from the newsroom, because we'll jump back on the microphone. Will,
mm-hmm.
Apparently you were the most nervous-handed person here.
Apparently, I did say at the back that I had sweaty palms. I
yes.
don't know why.
Yeah, right. And Akshay doesn't have very clammy hands.
Right.
I knew that no one had as hairy a palm as Akshay.
Okay.
So.
Well, okay, I'll get you back on the microphone now. Thank you very much, Will. Thank you very much, everyone's hand. Chappy from the digital department, Kendra from promotions, who's now a boy. Can't win them all.
You had very soft hands, Kendra. I could tell it was you.
Akshay, did you feel like she was going to be able to successfully guess your hands? Because you got some pretty big grippers there, my guy.
Yeah, I think my size gives it away.
All right, good for you, mate.
Plus, once I held on to it, I was like, yeah, that's the one. That's the one I'm used to holding.
Jess, congratulations. It's hopefully, fingers crossed, and we will decide by Friday if you go through with the wedding. This could be...
So far, yeah. I'm thinking it's still going to happen.
It's looking likely. This is Tim and Jess. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about beetroot.
Yes.
At length. For longer than what I think a station that it targets certain age demographics like we do here at K-Rock. Longer than what I thought we should have.
Well, you called out what everyone was thinking, Tim.
Yeah.
Beetroot. It's had a little bit of a shortage on the supermarket shelves. Who cares?
Was there an issue?
Turns out lots of people cared.
Lots of people over the age of 65 cares.
We got like five phone calls and all of them were over the age of 60. Yeah. Yeah.
All yes or no, when they were born, was colour TV invented?
No.
Okay. So they didn't even know what beetroot colour was on telly until they saw it in their little hands. Now, what I am shocked about is B, that we're talking about beetroot again.
Yep.
So A was that it was in short supply and people were fired up and then people still
People actually cared.
And B, now we're talking about it again because people online, so Edgell's sliced beetroot in a tin.
Yep.
Very hard to come by. Supermarket shelves.
Yeah.
They're pretty scarce.
I remember one of the people we spoke to on the phone said that Edgell's was one of her preferred brands.
Coles and Woolies, IGA, wherever you get your beets from. They're all saying, hey, we're trying to get our supplies, but because of whatever's happened, we're just low on beets at the moment.
Yeah.
Team, fam, we're sorry. People are selling beetroot now, the Edgell tins. So this is like a food that it's like a preservative. It's like a preserved food. So it's not like it's going to go off in a week or something. Like if you don't open this for a while, it's going to be fine. Normally they sell between $2.80 and $5.90 a tin. How much do you think they're selling for on eBay
right
now?
$20?
$30? a 425 gram Edgeel slice beetroot has been spotted on eBay selling for more than $65, while a 450 gram tin of golden circle beetroot is selling for nearly $38.
That's too much for beetroot. No one loves beetroot that much.
I tell you what, I didn't realize that there was such a significant, like almost a $30 difference in brand name there from Edgeel to Golden Circle. People are putting Edgeel $30 above.
Why wouldn't you just go buy fresh beets? Why do you need a beet in a can?
Well, I think beetroot's all round. But right. This is the one where, like, you can't just sell a loose.
That's fair. That's like fair. I'll pay that.
In a, like, an Oz Post bag. Yeah. Just go, yeah, hopefully it's fine when it gets to you. I think the fact that this can be preserved.
Fragile.
I think if it's in the tin, there's a bit of, like, you could put, like, all the Doomsday Preppers. Maybe the Doomsday Preppers bought up all the beets in cans. And this is what's going on. But $65 for a 425 can of Edgeels. But then Golden Circle, $450. So more beet. Mind you.
But selling, less quality.
Yeah, $38. So people are getting into near $100.
I'd love to know the difference because, like, a beetroot's a beetroot to me. Mm-hmm. But obviously, like you said, they double the value for an Edgeel.
This is my theory, right? Was beetroot the first flavour that, like, my grandpa, your grandparents tasted?
What do you mean?
Like, they went from mush. And then the next
bit, like this bright red. What do you think they were eating? Mush.
I don't know. Pre-war, who knows what was going on, Jess?
The war.
this is what I'm talking about. Beetroot. It was red. It was juicy.
Yeah.
It was easy to grow.
They'd never had anything like it.
They'd never had anything like it. Sometimes it was like, all right, are you having butter or sugar? You can't have both. We're having butter this week. No sugar. You want milk? Sorry, that's June. We're not having milk this June. I'm just worried that.
I'm worried that you're making grand declarations.
No, trust me, this was a conversation I had with my grandfather before he passed that I was also shocked.
He was like, one day, Timmy, we were eating mush and then beetroots everywhere.
No, my grandfather was German-Australian. He had said nothing like that, so that was a very...
Achtung, Timmy!
...very hurtful impression of my grandfather. I'd like an apology. Tim and
Jess, the podcast. On 52232955, you can stay anonymous if you would like to. I want to talk about work shortcuts.
What have you been doing?
I haven't been doing anything, but there is someone that
You can say that again. You haven't been doing anything, Jess.
How dare you? How dare you? A street sweeper has been caught on camera sweeping the streets and just sweeping the rubbish straight into the drains.
Well, that's crime, I'm pretty sure.
It's not okay.
No.
It's definitely a lot less work for them. Call it a shortcut.
Normally they have to... No, it's crime. I won't call it a shortcut. Normally they have to get the rubbish out.
Yeah.
And
pick it up. You know, collect it.
Right.
But, you know, sweeping it straight into the drain.
I saw a street sweeper fanging it down Moorabool Street today.
Did you?
So much so that the bristles were like... it was bouncing like it was on hydraulics. I was like, geez, he's sweeping. He's sweeping high. I jogged because I wanted to keep watching him. I was like, where are we going, my guy? Sweep hard.
I just, like, that to me is like, he's just decided one day,
right,
this is a shortcut for me. Like, if I don't have to sweep this up, like, I'm sweeping it anyway,
mm-hmm.
but if I don't have to collect it in a bag, that's just saving me time, baby.
He's putting it down the drain, Jess.
Yeah. I don't agree with it, Tim. But on 52232955, I want to hear about these shortcuts that you take at work.
Right.
What are these things that you do in your workplace that you know aren't the right way of doing it? Maybe it's not the right procedure. Maybe you've been told to stop doing it that way in the past, but you know it's saving you time.
Do you think there's anything you'd like to come clean with that you think you do, like that it's a work shortcut? Like, we've worked together coming up on 8 years now, dude.
I don't think there's anything that we do. It's a shortcut.
Not we. I'm not saying we. I'm asking
you. Do you do anything?
You. No, no, no. I'm trying to put a spotlight on you, but you keep using a mirror to reflect it. I think there's at least in the last year and a half, 2 years, there's been a glaring one for me where I feel like, I've said to you, I feel like I'm losing my buddy, Jess.
What is it? Oh, ChatGPT.
Any issue Jess faces where we need to have a big bulk brainstorm, Jess will go,
I ask the robots first.
Immediately. Yeah. And you'll be like, here's my idea. And it's just not your
idea. No, but
idea
sometimes
anymore.
It comes out with some great stuff. And other times, most of the time, 90% of the time, it comes out with garbage. But it's great to start with the robots first. And that is a shortcut, Tim.
Because I set up a ChatGPT account this year and I've used it 3 times. And
see? Shortcuts.
Well, yeah, 3 of it was to write 3 radio scripts.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, this is bad. and stopped using it. And then one of them I was like, give me a fantasy football team name. I want something fun that's related to Essendon. And it was like, Bombers_quirky. And I was like, well, is this 2007? Are we on MSN right now?
If you are not getting the right answers out of your robot, Tim, you're not asking it the right questions.
I just don't know if people will be willing to come forward and tell us the shortcuts.
There may not be anyone. And if there isn't, we'll just swiftly move on.
That's the Tim and Jess menu.
I would like.
Here, let's get into it. Tim and Jess moving on when no one calls the show is our shortcut. Here's two songs. If you hear two songs after this, no one's called. That's our shortcut.
Maybe no one wants to admit to this because it could get people into some trouble. But if you wanted to stay anonymous, you absolutely can.
Here's Pink and probably Amy Shark after this because no one's going to call. Pink there. Runaway. It is 4:53. Tim and Jess here with you on K-Rock 955. And we don't have to play two songs in a row, Jess, and swiftly move on.
It.
One of our work shortcuts, if the phones aren't lighting up, you want to talk about work shortcuts and what people are proud to admit. The shortcuts they take in their jobs.
A bloke, a street sweeper, has been caught just sweeping the street into the drain.
Like, not the street, the rubbish on the street. It's not the bitumen flying into the gutter. But yeah, and that's we're pretty sure that's a crime.
We're pretty sure that's illegal. I mean, if it's not a crime, it's definitely not what's in his job description.
Absolutely not.
Right? So this is the thing. Like, sometimes you just to get through the day, you make up little shortcuts so that you can just get the job done.
So that's why we've opened up the phones. Give us a call if you want to come forward with some shortcuts. Yep. Now, Luke, you don't care about being anonymous because you own your own business, so you don't really care. What's a shortcut you are taking, mate?
So we swipe the rebates on the plaster with a bit of glue instead of putting a back block on top of the sheet.
Yeah, you're a plasterer, Luke, aren't you?
So do the sheets stay up, Luke? Like, how is this method?
So you put your sheet of plaster up and you screw the sheet up, and then when you put the next sheet up, you're supposed to put a block on top of the plaster on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Before you put the next sheet up. Well, we just swipe it with glue instead.
Yeah. Easy. And you get it done much faster, Luke.
Is there anything against, like, I don't know, building codes against that, Luke?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Possibly. Possibly.
All right. Business owner Luke there. Jesus, Jason. Oh no, what have we done? Jason from Finesford. You're an engineer, is that right?
That's correct.
What shortcut? This is scary. What shortcuts are you taking, mate?
So previous life, previous job, I set up some email filters that certain people and certain topics would go straight into the spam box. So even read receipts wouldn't get picked up and you'd never accidentally open one of them.
Great, Jason. Were there just some people where you go, I don't need to ever receive an email from you?
Didn't need it in my life, absolutely.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because once I learned that you can set rules to your own emails here at work, oh boy, do we have... I got folders, Jace, I'll tell you now.
There are folders I've never opened, Tim.
It's like, you know, have you seen that Christmas movie with Tim Allen? They're sifting all the letters from Santa and they're all flying off in different directions. That's what I imagine. Happens behind the scenes of a lot of people's emails. It's all flying in different directions. Oh, Jace.
So Jason, is it
like Jim Carrey when he's God and he gets all the prayers coming in his email?
People just don't care, Jess. It's an interesting conversation. Thanks, Jess.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Jess, shrinkflation is different to inflation. So do you understand the difference?
Well, inflation means the prices are getting higher.
But the product stays the same.
But shrinkflation means that the product's getting smaller and the price stays the same.
Or goes higher in itself. So that's a shrinky-infy combo meal, that one there. But essentially, you nailed it. I mean, you did speak like my four-year-old nephew. And it
I was looking for you
down.
For validation as I was saying it.
That's nice. Thank you, mate. Shrinkflation over the... Can you remember any big ones over the last couple of years where people have gone, hey, shrinkflation, we see you and we notice you? There's two that come to mind for me.
Cadbury chocolate blocks?
Yes, congratulations. That is one of them.
Oh, God.
Think maybe more savoury.
Savoury. Shapes?
Well, not... You're just thinking the word shapes up, just like savoury shapes of flavour. No. Just chips, like crisps, whatever you call them, packet of chips. There's less inside the bags now, but we're still paying the same price,
or
if not more.
More.
Shrinkflation has gone to one area in particular, and someone's not happy. It's the Cookie Monster.
Oh.
The Cookie Monster has come to X. And would you like me to read...
Formerly known as Twitter.
Would you like me to read Cookie Monster's tweet slash X?
Only if you do it in his voice.
I was really hoping you didn't say this. I don't know if I can do a Cookie Monster, by the way. So
I
this
think
will be
you
a
can.
Great. I can do a good Bert or Ernie. I don't know... I don't know who's who. He brute... Oh, that's Ernie. Okay.
It's Ernie, yeah.
Right, so...
Okay, so this is Cookie Monster could turn into Ernie.
Me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller.
I told you I didn't want to do it.
He kind of turned a little into Yoda.
Guess me going to have to eat double the cookies now.
I didn't know the Cookie Monster was so offended by
Apparently shrinkflation has hit cookies. And Oreo
and
cookies
Sesame Street,
in particular, they have decreased by 6% in volume since 2019. So it happens slowly.
Do you know what I love? They keep the same packaging though. So you can tell. You can tell they're just putting less in it.
Another one from the Cookie Monster.
C is for consumers getting ripped off.
And then it was promptly followed up by another tweet on X by Elmo. Elmo is just checking in. How's everybody doing again? So now all of the members of Sesame Street are hitting...
Oh, Elmo. Stop asking everyone how we're doing. We're not doing well.
No. So cookies and Oreos in particular, they're like a vegan treat. So they're very, very popular. Yeah. Shrinkflation is starting to hit different types of cookies. Cookie Monster's devastated.
I mean, cookies are still a sometimes food though, Tim. So
I had a cookie today. It was a sometimes snack. I didn't have more than one. I tell you, you know what? I live in fear. So we've already seen... So cookies have gone.
Yep.
And that means, obviously, Cookie Monster is devastated. I don't know the name of this Muppet character, but the one that always is covered in spaghetti.
The spaghetti monster. Is it the spaghetti
monster?
Well,
no, he's just like an Italian puppet, and he's always got lots of spaghetti. And I don't know his name, but I live in fear that spaghetti and pasta and meatballs hit shrinkflation. And Sesame,
the Swedish chef,
and now I live in fear of Sesame Street and the Muppets, like living in this world where the cost of living is hitting Elmo and his friends. So.
Shambles it is.
No, that is Yoda. Yeah, I hear that. That's not Cookie Monster.
Good morning. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.